Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for... Wow, it's already December the 13th of the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced that checks and balances is one of the great, brilliant ways to restore the republic. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Absolutely critical. Welcome to the broadcast. We're hoping for your help. Our agenda is clear. And a quick recap of yesterday's hard-hitting news. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about Rudolph Giuliani out. Rex Tillerson, the head of ExxonMobil, he's in for Secretary of State. We talked about Trump is going to pick Kathy McMorris Rogers, a congresswoman from Washington, to be his Secretary of Interior, if you will. We also talked about the FBI and the CIA disagreeing on Russian influence in the presidential election. CIA swears the Russians influenced the election. FBI is saying we don't see evidence. Ron Paul has an incredible column, War on Fake News. It's really a war on free speech. RonPaulInstitute.org for details. We talked about a major threat to liberty is the assault on free speech and the right to discuss political issues. We need to be able to promote alternative news sources and promote dissenting ideas and causes. Whether you agree or disagree, that is the genius of America. If the assault on free speech continues, ladies and gentlemen, all of our liberties are in danger. Ron Paul says, quote, the latest and potentially most dangerous threat to the First Amendment is the war on fake news. Boy, is he right on that score. We believe the mainstream media produces more fake news than anyone. And they do it, believe it or not, with the backing and oftentimes the funding of our government. They use our tax dollars to peddle fake news. Wow, we talked about the real Fidel Castro. Hero or cold-blooded murderer? We submit the latter. The mainstream press is lauding Fidel Castro as a hero and a liberator of his people. But I submit to you, that's nothing but fake news. Wow, if you don't believe me, check out the Tom Woods podcast, number 797, where Tom interviews a gentleman named Humberto Fontova. And Mr. Fontova is the author of three books. Hollywood Favorite Tyrant, The Longest Romance, The Mainstream Media, and Fidel Castro. Anyway, incredible books, incredible story. You want to learn more? TomWoods.com. Anyway, listening to this podcast, folks, gives you a bird's eye view of Fidel Castro that you won't get anywhere else. The guy was an absolute dictator thug. But the mainstream press in America loved him. The United States pretended they hated him, but loved him and kept him in power. Wow, that was our one Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Our true Mr. Trump says nobody really knows what's causing climate change. Boy, is he spot on that. Kurt Cosby had a story about moving to a leafy suburb. In other words, hey, vegetation can help cut your cancer risk. The new study out on this is very interesting and adds to an incredible growing body of research that suggests that greener living environments is associated with various indicators of much better health. Boy, I could have told him that without the big old expense and study. Hillary Clinton, she had an incredible expense for her campaign. A failed bid for the presidency cost her $1.2 billion. Wow. Hillary donors are now frustrated. Well, let me say this. Hillary critics are frustrated Even people who used to be kind of for Hillary are now frustrated. And they're all saying they could have fed 6 million children for a year on the amount she spent failing to be president. Wow. Well, that's going on. Good news. Cops are spreading cheer with private sector cash. The donors wanted the money to go through the cops because they don't want to be identified. They want to be anonymous. Good for them. Pay it forward. Do the same, would you please? Senate passes law authorizing, believe it or not, the government, the federal government, to spend up to $20 million to promote journalists. They say independent journalists in an effort to combat foreign fake news. See what I mean? Now you got the government funding journalists to promote their version of fake news. Pentagon buries evidence of $125 billion in bureaucratic waste. You heard me. And there's no place to cut in government, huh? Wow, children today will probably never earn more than their parents did. A big study out about that. Also, recount in Detroit points to serious voter fraud. Recount in Detroit uncovers serious voter fraud. Could the free market healthcare of America's yesteryear come back? Elizabeth Lee Vliet, I guess is how you say her name. She's a medical doctor. She hopes so. And writes an incredible article advocating for just that. So there is good news going on. Good people are doing good things, folks. Never forget that. If there's just more of us standing up, more of us standing together, more of us working on this, we will indeed restore the republic. There are good people doing good things, folks. Don't you ever mistake that. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to hear it and you'd like to, it's available at libertyroundtable.com and available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio, at your fingertips free. Just one of the ways we try to serve, huh? You want award-winning talk radio? LibertyNewsRadio.com. How about an incredible news service not given to fake news? One that actually wants the who, what, when, where, why of stories with a constitutional, a God, family, country viewpoint. All right, LibertyNewsDaily.com gets that done. By the way, this half hour is brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door just in time for Christmas. Incredible variety of flavors, all delivered to your door. Raw Honey. Ask Kurt for details. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Without further ado, that's a recap. And news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I guess a bunch of angry women, Kurt, all over the country are gathering. They're literally taking off work. They're striking. And it's called an anti-Trump strike. They're holding it in 18 cities across the United States. There's just one problem, says WND.com, Kurt. Do you know what the problem is?
What's the problem?
Nobody notices, nobody cares.
Okay, yeah, that would be a problem.
Doesn't work too well when you strike and no news cover it, nobody cares about it. Everybody's just like, blah, blah, whatever. All these women are just crying and running around not knowing what to do with themselves. Many of them are getting on psychotropic drugs and going to see counselors and just beside themselves, suicidal and all these things. And, you know, it's sad to say nobody cares, Kurt, because I think we should care. But I think we should not care about their anti-Trump hatred.
And I think people care. Yeah, they care about, you know, the people, but, you know, they think it's silly is what they
That's
what
right.
you mean.
Exactly right. Yeah. Right. So, you know what? We don't care about the idea that you're just going to run around and protest Trump. We don't care. However, we do care about your well-being, and I got some ideas for them, Kurt, you know, just because this is Solutions Radio. And I do care about these women. And I really want them to have.
I thought you might have some suggestions for them.
Yeah, I thought that we could help them with a stable, safe life, full of trust and faith, and you know all the things that just equate to stability, Kurt. And the first thing that I would submit that they do is get on their knees and not get up until they believe in God. I know that sounds crazy, but just get on your knees and pray to your Father in heaven until you get the feeling that he loves you and that he exists. And you will get it if you stay there long enough, Kurt. If you humbly, truly want to know if God lives, if he exists, and if you are his child and he loves you, then if you stay on your knees and pray hard enough with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith, and you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you will know these things, Kurt. And I would submit that that's where they start, because I'm telling you, if you get that relationship with God, you gain so much. We'll talk about that in seconds. We're just trying to help these poor women beside themselves, ladies and gentlemen.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So these women are beside themselves. They just don't know what to do that Donald won. They just can't get over it. They can't heal. They can't come to terms with it. They just don't know what to do. And these angry women are literally holding anti-Trump protests across the country in like 18 cities. The problem is nobody cares. Nobody knows. And I say when we don't care, that doesn't mean we don't care about them. It means that, you know what? This is silly. This is crazy. This is, come on, guys, settle down. And I submit to you that we want to provide solutions to help these people come back down to earth, to put both feet on the ground, to gain stability out of this and say, it'll be okay. You can manage your grief. And the first thing you do is you get on your knees and you don't get up until you find out there is a God. that he lives, that he loves you, that you are his child. You are a daughter of God, ladies, and he loves you. And once you gain that understanding, then you say, you know what? If God loves me, and I know he exists, I love him because he loves me, because he loved me first. And now what I'm going to do is he's given me a moral code to live by. And so, you know what? Out of love and respect for him and for all the wonderful things that he's given me, life, a free country, friends, the list goes on and on in your own life. Then I want to live according to his guidelines, because I know that if he loves me, his guidelines are not really restraints on me, but they're designed to help me be happy, to have joy, to have faith and confidence in the future. And so once you do that, ladies, you're off and running. And you know what? It doesn't matter if Trump or Hillary or whoever else gets elected. Sure, we want to advocate for those who believe in our cause, but it'll be okay no matter what. God is in his heavens. He is aware of us. He does love us, and it'll be okay. That's where you start. And the second thing you think about is after God, you think family, and you say, you know what? I'm thankful for my parents, for what they've taught me. Or if they haven't taught you right, you're thankful that you realize they've taught wrong. And now that you have a relationship with God and you can move forward with a better view for your children and your future. And then, you know what? You be the best person you could be. And hopefully one day, you know what? You'll find a husband. And he'll take delight and joy in you, and you will in him. And together as equals before God and government, you'll stand side by side and build a family, the fundamental unit of society. And you know what? Your children and your husband will bring you the most joy you can possibly imagine. And pretty soon you'll have a protector and a lover. And you can work together as co-equals, but with different talents brought to the mix for a greater than yourself cause and goal. And the synergistic effect will start to reign supreme in your life. And then when it becomes Christmas time, you'll be thankful for your God and your husband and your children and those around you. And pretty soon you'll be thinking, I'm so grateful for this country that lets me worship how I want to and love and live and do all the things that freedom allows me to do. And man, what a wonderful blessing it is. And pretty soon you won't be out in the streets just mourning your losses. You'll be at home with loved ones, thanking God for all your blessings. Kurt, do you have anything to add to that? I just want to help these women out and give them some direction, sir.
I was just thinking when you were going through that, how sad that must make some of them feel. I mean, you know, it's just certainly terrible thinking about all those things, you know, where they'd have to have home and a family and a husband and children and, you know, people that love them. I mean, you can imagine the, you know, terrible amount of depression you're inflicting as you, you know, present this kind of idea to some of those ladies.
I'm not inflicting anything. I'm inviting them for just, I want them to come in out of the cold, brother. You know?
Isn't it amazing?
Baby,
you know,
it's cold outside.
That's right. We're told in the last days, you know, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. And
now, Kurt,
you know,
I go to
present
church.
Those things, which are the real solutions, by the way.
Amen.
Then, you know, there are some, in my opinion, they're going to listen to that, and they're going to say, that's Sam, man. I mean, imagine if he was really in charge around here.
It'd be crazy.
The kind of terror that would be inflicted by him, you know.
People would be running around and, you know, just cheerful and all coming in and out of the cold and all happy and thankful and everything. It'd be crazy. Now, Kurt, I wrote an article.
Their wives and husbands, women loving their husbands, you know. I mean, it's just scary.
Dude. Now, listen, I wrote an article because my congregation, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We call congregations wards, W-A-R-D-S, wards. Anyway, I bring this up because I wrote an article that went in my congregational newsletter. Can you imagine them letting me write an article to be put in the newsletter, Kurt?
Maybe they just weren't aware of who you were?
Probably. But they let me write this article, and I wrote an article, and I thought the headline was kind of catchy. I thought I'd run it by you and see what you think, Kurt. Let's share our testimonies of our Savior and engage in Christmas pranks. That's what I wrote. Is that going to be okay if I write that?
And they allowed this to get past the editorial board?
Yeah.
Huh.
So
are
it
you
says,
the author and the publisher and everything yourself?
No. I'm the author of the article that I submitted, but I'm not the publisher that, you know.
You're not the editor and everything.
No. They just said,
that's
Sam, would you please write
this?
That's
the main way I get
this.
Things published is I'm the editor. You know?
They just said, would you please write this? And I said, absolutely. And so I thought of this interesting title, Sam Bushman article, Let's Share Our Testimonies of the Savior and Engage in Christmas Pranks. And the goal was to try to create kind of a catchy headline where people are like, what? Pranks aren't good. Who want pranks? Are you kidding me? And I want them to read, Kurt, is the idea. But when you say let's share our testimonies of the Savior and engage in Christmas pranks, you got to realize they're not going to be any real bad pranks, right, Kurt? Or bad pranks. They're not going to do anything evil to anybody. That's just not sharing your testimony of Christ, right?
Right.
So you know that it's not going to be sinister by the headline, but it does, you know, hopefully catch your eye and make you go, hmm. Well, each Christmas season, my thoughts turn to the story told by a guy by the name of Gordon B. Hinckley. He's now passed away, but he was the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he says, and I kind of join the story, but he says, you know, these two kids were hanging out, and they saw a guy out there working in the field, and they saw his shoes and stuff like that on the side of the field. One guy's like, hey, let's steal his shoes and hide them and watch him. The other guy's like, nah, that wouldn't be good. We don't want to do that. So he says, let's try a different experiment. So this is where we join the story. They concluded to try another experiment rather than stealing the shoes, right? Instead of hiding the shoes, they would put a silver dollar in each shoe to see what the owner did when he discovered them. So they did that. Pretty soon, the man returned from the field, put on his coat, slipped one foot into a shoe, felt something hard, took it out, and found a silver dollar. Wonder and surprise shone upon his face. He looked at the dollar again and again, turned around and could see nobody. So, he put his foot into the other shoe and, well, to his great surprise, he found another silver dollar. His feelings overcame the man. He knelt down and offered aloud a prayer of thanksgiving in which he spoke of his wife being sick and helpless and his children without bread. He fervently thanked the Lord for this bounty from unknown hands, and he invoked the blessing of heaven upon those who gave him this much needed help. The boys remained hidden until he was gone. And then I leave the story there. And that's the example of a Christmas prank gone right. Indeed, the gospel of Jesus Christ is in large part to bear one another's burdens. There are times when we can serve, but also times when we must allow others the opportunity to serve us. In this season filled with lights, remember the light that shines brightest of all. That is the light of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'll finish in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Zakaria Bofossil, a 26-year-old resident of Birmingham, England, is suspected of involvement with an organizer of the March 2015 terrorist bombing at the Brussels airport. Bofossil and 27-year-old Mohammed Ali Ahmed have been convicted of terrorism charges after giving £3,000 to Mohammed Abrini shortly after the bombing. Abrini is the enigmatic figure known as the Man in the Hat, after being captured on security camera at the airport. He is also a suspect in last year's terrorist attacks in Paris. Bofossil and Ahmed gave the money to Abrini during a meeting in Birmingham's Small Heath Park several weeks after the Brussels attack. Abrini was arrested by British police in April of this year. They apparently were aided by Bofossil, who claims that he was pumped and dumped by Britain's MI5 intelligence service. He found himself approached by the security service and he was reluctant at first. Then more gradually, he told them what he knew about Abrini and the meeting in the park. Bofossil's defense attorney, Dorian Lovell Park, said during his trial earlier this year, he was told by MI5 he wasn't in any trouble and was told that they were interested in signing him up or having him on their books. By his account, the suspect was plied with gifts from the spy agency, including money, cigarettes, clothing, and a Samsung mobile phone. He also enjoyed an all-expenses-paid vacation trip to Morocco, after which he was arrested. Citing newly released court documents, the Guardian of London reports that the prosecution said they could neither confirm nor deny Bofossil's claim, which is a standard response from MI5. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about an article that I wrote to be submitted to my church congregational newsletter. And it's called, Let's Share Our Testimony of Our Savior and Engage in Christmas Pranks. And I talk about this story told about these two boys were going to steal a farmer's shoes. They decided that wasn't such a good idea. But what they did do is they put a silver dollar in each shoe, and they watched the man come back, and, well, he was so thankful he knelt down and prayed out loud to God, and they observed this whole thing. He fervently thanked God and invoked the blessing of heaven on these people that were so kind to him. And then I continue after summarizing that story and say, indeed, the gospel of Jesus Christ is in large part to bear one another's burdens. There are times when we can serve, but also times when we must allow others the opportunity to serve us. In this season filled with lights, remember the light that shines brightest of all, the Savior. We can light the world this Christmas by engaging in intentional acts of Christmas pranks. That is, acts of love that our Savior, Jesus Christ, would be pleased with. We invite each of us to pray and then follow our hearts when prompted to act in the service of others. Let our thoughts and actions loudly proclaim, ye are the light of the world. We testify that we can become like him. We can walk in his footsteps and live forever in his presence one day. Anyway, so I wrote this article in an effort to kind of shed light on the world and to give people kind of some direction of some things that they can do. And, you know, what do you think, Kurt? Intentional pranks. Let's share our testimony of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that engage in intentional Christmas pranks. Those are the kind of pranks I think would make sense for Christmas, Kurt.
Yeah, I remember watching that just lately. I think it was Sunday evening we watched that little recreation of that, you know, little video with Gordon B. Hinckley telling the story and with the two boys. You know, this was set back when a silver dollar was not that hard to find.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, I'm not saying that everybody was wealthy and we were just flowing all over the place, but that was the money at the time. Which
it'd be now like throwing a $20 in somebody's each shoe or something, you know? 30,
yeah.
50 bucks,
and,
whatever.
And, you know, you can gather lots from the story in that you had the two boys, one's a little older than the other one, and the younger one was trying to, you know, kind of...
just have fun and do mischief, right?
Yeah, and anyway, and then the older one encouraged him to, you know, try
something. And the reason that I bring this up, Kurt, right after the story of all these women, you know, angry women are holding anti-Trump strikes in 18 cities across the country. Maybe I'm thinking some older ladies could help them engage in, you know, Christmas pranks or something, Kurt. Instead. Just thinking that might be good. Now, I guess the Wisconsin...
there's so much good that can be done, you know, if you just look a little bit outside of yourself.
Oh,
I mean, there's your neighbors, there's, you know... I mean, there's so many places you can find to serve. And when you
good
do,
point.
When you do, you'll find that even though you think, well, I'm not really focusing on myself, you'll find that it helps find yourself by serving others as you lose yourself in their service.
Well, and you can just feel it when you do it. You know, we don't need to say more when you do those Christmas pranks, as I jokingly call them, or these random acts of kindness or acts of love or service for others, whatever words you choose, you know, pay it forward, whatever words, you know, apply for you. You feel it in your heart and in your mind and in your soul that what you're doing is right and good. Now, by the way, Jill Stein was right, Kurt.
Yeah. What was she right about?
Well, she said that the vote counts were wrong and that we needed a recount, right?
Yeah.
She was right. The votes were wrong.
Yeah, a very good point.
So what happened is in the Wisconsin recount, I guess the ending votes, I guess that Trump expanding his lead over Hillary Clinton. So, you know, she wanted to make sure that the real lead was shown, Kurt, and she was right.
Well, and at least one of the things that I like when they start saying, oh, you know, there's voter fraud and stuff, is that maybe we'll clean it up, voter fraud for everybody.
Whoa.
You know,
even the people that you don't like, Kurt?
Yeah, you know, I would rather, you know, have what's
even if they're not white
truth.
People,
Kurt? I want everybody to get their fair share of what they should have gotten in their votes.
And does everybody include blacks, Kurt?
Yeah, it does for me.
Okay.
I mean, I know
just
I'm
making
supposed
sure.
to not agree with that, but, you know, for me, it's everybody ought to get, you know, treated equally.
It even applies to liberals.
Even like Ron Paul, you know, even Mitt Romney, even Barack Obama, even Hillary Clinton, Donald J. Trump. I mean, no matter who you are, if you're on the ballot, you know, you ought to get credited for the votes you received, you know?
Yeah, good point. All right, looks like Donald Trump taps Goldman Sachs executive, so another Goldman Sachs executive. This one's Gary Cohn.
Wow.
To be director of the National...
There's not going to be any guys left at Goldman Sachs after this.
Oh, there is. They got plenty of revolving door people.
They got a few more. I thought.
But anyway, Goldman Sachs executive Gary Cohn to be director of the National Economic Council.
I guess they don't call him a conehead, though, you know, right? You know.
No. But the National Economic Council, wouldn't that be NEC?
Yeah.
No.
NEC, that used to be a computer company, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now, Romney's officially out, Kurt.
He's
not going to be considered for Secretary of State anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I bet he had his light time in the sun. And, you know, I think Trump worked him well, if you will, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about Carly Fiorina for Director of National Intelligence, Kurt?
Hmm. Well... seemed like she had some you know, strengths in that area.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I hope that the New York Times, who's peddling this report, is not engaging in fake news. But I'm just saying it's kind of interesting. You know, Carly Fiorina, isn't that the one he said, you know, just imagine this face as president?
Yeah, that horse face or whatever.
And then everybody kind of went, oh, you can't say that. Now, I guess Carly's ready to sit down with the Donald, Kurt. Now, the next question is, will Donald Trump tap former Texas Governor Rick Perry as Energy Secretary? Kurt, CBS is reporting that's a consideration on the table now.
Not a done deal, but just, well, you know, all I can say is when you include these different people, you know, and I said this a long time ago that I think that, you know, should have been done during the campaign. He should have said, look, Cruz will be the first Chief Justice, the Rick Perry will be this, you know, Mike Huckabee will be this, you know, and include all those guys in your, basically your team, then that would be, man, it'd just be killer to unite them all. And you know, at least it seems like in a lot of ways he's doing that now.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just ask this question. Can you see this face as Director of National Intelligence, Kurt? And you put up a face of Carly Fiorina?
You know, it's once again, it's a high-powered woman. You know, the whole thing about how Trump's supposed to be against women kind of messes up that narrative. And yet I think the lady knows what she's talking about. If I remember right, didn't she, you know, talk about how... wasn't she the big CEO of Hewlett-Packard? Is that right? And she talked about how, you know, she got forced by the government to basically do, you know, these, I was trying to think. Maybe that was the Yahoo lady. But anyway, you know, they got, she knows what she's talking about, I think, this lady. Yeah. And
You're thinking of Meg Whitman or whatever her name is.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But anyway, it'll be interesting, though. So you got Ben Carson already picked. You got maybe Carly Fiorina being picked. You got Rick Perry, you know, considering being picked. You're getting a lot of people that are, you know, if Ted Cruz is involved, you're getting a lot of presidential candidate people of this election and last election cycles in the mix. And I hope it's not just too much, you know, big business and government insiders, but we shall see. Now, by the way, if you want a fake news flashback, you mentioned the Ted Cruz scenario, right, Kurt? The mainstream press media promoted a baseless Ted Cruz mistress story. Remember that? Speaking of fake news?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The bogus mainstream press, Kurt, was all too busy peddling fake news. Flashback, if you will. They talked about Ted Cruz had all these mistresses, and there was no evidence to the story, Kurt. Isn't true. So there you have it. Now, I'm not telling you Ted Cruz is perfect, but I'm saying, hey, they didn't produce any evidence for that fake news. So now we're going to start calling it the fake media, Kurt, because these people are bogus. They have an agenda. Everything they do is agenda-driven, funded by your tax dollars, manipulations, cover-up, promotions of all kind of things that just aren't the narrative that makes sense. All right, for example, Kurt, repealing Obamacare is now being called a giant middle-class tax cut. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Say that one more time.
Repealing Obamacare called giant middle-class tax cut.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think?
Well, if you can somehow get the government out of this whole mess, you know, you can restore free enterprise to the whole
I agree that that should
world.
Be done, Kurt. Here's my problem with it. Let's say we start out before Obamacare took effect. And by the way, it was the Republicans and Democrats all in bed to make this happen. And they all of a sudden go, hey, what we're going to do is we're going to just raise taxes on you big time. And then if you fight for 8 long years to get rid of it, or whatever the number is, it's not quite 8, but whatever, 6 long years to get rid of it, then what we'll do is we'll call it a tax cut, Kurt, when you get rid of it. So I agree that the free market's important and we need to return to it. We need to get rid of the Obamacare. I'm not so sure that I'd call it a tax cut, though, Kurt.
Is it part of the whole Make America Great Again thing?
A tax cut?
Getting rid of it?
Well, getting rid of Obamacare is part of making America great, yes, and so is a tax cut. But there are two things, is my point. The liberals are trying to turn them into one so they don't lose twice.
Good point.
And so I'm not saying that it won't be a benefit to Americans, that it won't put money back in our pockets, take money out of the hands of government. It will. But don't let that suffice to become the tax cut, folks. Push for that and a real tax cut is my point. All right, Kurt, you remember Richard Spencer? Our friend, he heads the National Policy Institute, NPI.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they took away his Twitter account because they said he was a racist and an evil, no good, ne'er-do-well, you know, white supremacist, Nazi, and everything else, right? Of course, Richard would reject all those terms. But anyway, they decided to restore the Twitter account of Richard Spencer, Kurt.
Really?
Yeah.
What was their reason for this?
They say it was inadvertently taken away.
Inadvertently.
I don't really get all that. I'm just telling you what the fake news is telling you, Kurt.
When
they don't want to admit that they literally suppressed the free speech of a person, what they want to say is it was by accident, Kurt. Because they know that a lawsuit's in the making. They know that it just won't go well to stifle Richard's free speech, because you can agree or disagree with Richard if you want to. What you can't do, though, is say that he's promoting violence or something evil he didn't. And so, you know, how are they going to get past that when it comes to free speech rights, Kurt? So there's a big old problem there. But anyway, good news, they restored his Twitter account. So now Trump says F-35 program costs are out of control, and Trump wants to save billions of dollars. And guess who's reporting this, Kurt?
Let's see. Who would be reporting this? I don't know. Who's
the Russians?
Liberty News Day. Oh,
Russia Trump. Today.
Russia. There you go.
I just find that interesting. That, you know, Russia Today reports the skinny on this better than the American news, right? Their American news is like, Donald's going to ruin the military. Donald's like, what are you talking about? They're just out of control on costs, and we got to get that under control. And the Russians at least report it as intended. Not that I'm praising the Russians, I'm just saying. All right, Kurt, I guess there's a Corpus Christi man, that's Texas, in the news. Guy's name is Ray Rosas.
Corpus Christi, Ray Rosas. Now, I think I remember this story, Sam.
You gave it to me. You should remember it, Kurt. That'd be good.
Yeah. So much better like this. Now, is this the guy that got...
This guy's chilling in his house, minding his own, okay?
That's what I was thinking.
And the thugs come. And I say thugs because they're supposed to be the cops, Kurt.
Yeah.
But I don't believe they're really acting as appropriate peace officers in this case.
No.
And what they did is they conducted a no-knock raid on him. They just busted into his house while he was just chilling.
Yep.
He freaked, grabbed his gun, started firing back at the thugs, so he thought.
Well, yeah. I mean, what are you going to think if you got somebody to bust your door down?
I'm going to think thugs are at my house, Kurt.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess he fired off, 15 shots?
Yes, sir.
And, three of the officers received, they say, non-life-threatening injuries. By the way, this is a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece. The guy was arrested, and then now he faces trial for 3 counts of attempted murder of a peace officer.
See, this is the problem I'm having with this, Kurt. First off, calling those guys peace officers. They're the ones that busted into his door. He had no idea who they were. He's thinking that the thugs are at my house ready to do me harm. He's in his own house. The castle doctrine should stand. And the guy just starts firing back going, you know what? Stop. I can't have the thugs robbing and pillaging and plundering and possibly raping, you know, my people. And I'm going to defend. And you can't blame Ray, Kurt.
It sure doesn't seem right, at least in my opinion. Here he is, these armed strangers materializing on his doorstep. The guy's 48 years old.
Now, Curtis, last name is Rosas. He's probably not a white
Rosas,
guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
But you know what? We're defending him. Regardless of his race or color, Kurt, you want to know why?
Because he was, evil was done to him.
Yeah,
by
he has the God-given right of self-defense, folks.
Yeah.
All right, keep going, Kurt. Then what?
Well, this SWAT team was conducting this no-knock raid on his house. They were looking for his nephew. They say because he was suspected of involvement in a drug operation.
Let me stop you there.
This drug
not
war
Ray,
thing
though.
Going on.
Not the owner of this house.
No.
All right. Now, here's my only question to the jury.
Yeah.
In Ray's defense, how is Ray supposed to know when it's the thugs and when it's the supposed good guys when they take the same action? How's Ray supposed to know, Kurt?
It's easy. He's supposed to look out there and try to get him to turn around so he can see where it says police, or FBI.
They probably don't have that on their uniforms, Kurt. They're probably not only doing a no-knock raid, but
even if they do, Sam, What about the bad guys wearing the same stuff?
You mean somebody might actually steal the uniforms and put on the badge and stuff?
They could do that.
Sure they could.
Bad guys
do bad stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, they probably wouldn't steal the uniforms, though. That would be against the locker.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See what I mean?
They would never break a law.
I'm just saying this is crazy, though. And now what they're saying is Ray is guilty of what?
Well, they say he's arrested and he now faces trial for 3 counts of attempted murder of a peace officer.
Now, how is the attempted to murder anybody?
I thought he was just trying to save his family.
I thought he was using a rape me not, rob me not in defense of his family.
Yeah.
All right.
Then the same story talks about, a similar case in December 2013 of a Somerville, Texas resident. The guy's name is Henry McGee. He got startled awake by a no-knock marijuana raid at dawn. This is part of the whole drug war, seems like the drugs are winning the war, anyway, he opened fire, killing a sheriff's deputy. And early 2015, a grand jury refused to indict the guy. They ruled that he acted out of a reasonable fear for his life and that of his pregnant girlfriend, and that the killing was justifiable homicide and self-defense. The Liberty News Daily piece also points out another one in 2014. They had another very similar episode that occurred in a place called Killeen, Texas.
Hey, cops.
Home of Marvin Lewis Guy. Who's that guy? Yeah, that's right. Marvin Lewis Guy, whose home was subjected to a same old no-knock raid.
Yes. Maybe what you ought to do is get on the phone and call Ray on his cell phone and say, "Sir, can you meet us at McDonald's? We want to talk to you about a couple of things." And
or just
wait
for him to go there and talk to him.
Yeah, or just wait for him to go to his house. By the way,
McGee, whose self-defense claim was accepted, he's white. Roses is Mexican-American, and Guy, he's black.
And we're defending all of them, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Darn right.
That's right. Good point.
We're defending their God-given right of self-defense, codified by the, Bill of Rights and the Constitution and everything that makes America great, Kurt, for all people. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. They call us racist, and we just defended everybody. We've done it multiple times. We even think we ought to do those Christian acts of kindness to everybody, too. Whoa. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.